You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confession, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where it's safe to tell the stories you might not want your family to hear, your best friends already know, and always makes for a good round of Never Have I Ever. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, with us every week on the Podcast Detroit Network.
Hello and welcome to Drunken Confessions episode 41. Yay!
Woo!
I am your spirit guide, Cass.
I am your host, Amy.
I am the head engineer, Stephanie.
I'm Dave, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there early. Fuck this day.
Yes. Here, here. And then next we have...
I'm Jeremy, otherwise known as husband.
Yeah.
And he's wearing my favorite shirt ever. It looks like it says ACDC, but it is not.
ADHD.
It says ADHD.
Awesome. Awesome. So today is a fuck this day Wednesday, because it sounds like just like everybody has just had a shit day today.
And it's hump day.
It is.
So we were told.
Except for Jeremy. Jeremy seems to be exceptionally frisky today.
Yes, he's very frisky.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
right?
Today?
I ain't gonna complain. Gonna
go. Right. So let's drink today being almost fucking over.
Right. Right.
Happy podcast day.
Yes, it's a day. It is a fucking
cheers.
Day. So what's new this week, Amy?
What's new this week?
Yeah. Well, I asked you first.
Okay, so I know a lot of people here has had a day.
I know a lot of people, too.
I have not. My day was pretty good. My week's been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I had a really good Valentine's Day last week.
Aww. Yeah, I know. You called me on it.
Yeah, so instead of me making husband dinner, he took me to the bar. That's always for a good time.
Yeah, right?
And then we had our girl party.
Saturday.
Yep. So the Pure Romance party went off. It was pretty good.
It went good. Not a lot of people showed up. I mean, we had like 20 people say they're coming and like 6 people showed up, which is fine. We just had too many leftover alcohol and too much leftover food. But other than that,
20 people coming.
Yes.
Isn't that like bukkake?
It's a lot of vibrators.
See, Jeremy is in a mood tonight. He really is. We might have to, like, you know, hose him down before the night's over.
It's too bad it's not snowing and there's not like mounds of snow. We could just push him
in there and melt
him. Snow hills.
Well, I said today earlier before we left the house. Before we left the house, I sound like we all live together, but
we do. Everybody is already at my house.
Yeah,
so.
we meet up at Amy's house, except
for
Dave.
Yeah, so we show up at Amy's house, but before we left, I even made a comment about Jeremy being in rut. I'm like, your neck looks a little thicker tonight, dude. Are you in rut or what? And he's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Got to sniffle some pheromone somewhere.
Kudos for making it.
I know, right? So on that note, let's do our first drunken confession.
Wait, hold on. Oh, okay.
No? What did you
totally
say?
Oh, because
we didn't go around the room and
that's
ask
fine.
How
we'll
everybody's
go,
week went?
We'll go back
it's
to
too
that.
Late. You rang the
it's
bell.
Not
you
a big
it
deal.
Now.
Is it? We got to do a drunken confession. It's been
it's
noted.
It's the rule.
Yes.
You ring the bell, do it.
Do it.
Oh, this is not a good one.
No.
Oh, no. All right. So we're going to do this one. And y'all can't fucking pick me. I mean, like, all of you can't pick me.
Okay.
So every single one of you might pick me.
Just read it.
Pick one person in the group to tell someone, honestly, some honest relationships advice you would give them.
How would we all not pick you?
I know. That's what I'm like. You guys can't all pick me.
Bail.
That's fine.
Wait,
all
right,
hold on.
So it's any honest relationship.
Pick one person in the group. What is some honest relationship advice you would give them?
So
you get to pick one person in our group.
We individually we pick a person.
Right, you guys
not
pick
as
one
a group,
of us.
We're not
targeting
one person.
Does that
but
person
you
ask
pick
the
one
question,
person.
Or is
no,
the person
you just one person.
Person.
No, you're not asking anything. You're giving them advice.
Oh.
Like if
you
I was
pick
to
a
say
a person and you give them advice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not
relationship advice. Like I would be like, "Jeremy, I pick you."
There we go.
And my relationship advice to you would be put the damn games away once in a while and romance her a little more.
I play the games once a week.
Nope. I am over your house way too much, buddy. I am over your house way too much for you to pull this shit.
One of the
That's
rules,
the only time I play.
There's no response to the advice,
y'all. When I'm over there?
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit. I'm over your house every night.
Hang.
And I'm over your house every night.
Twice a week.
Moving on.
I'm done with my advice.
Jeremy, do you have advice for somebody?
Amy, my advice for you is brace for impact.
Oh! We've got Ellen outside the studio. Happy birthday, Ellen! Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. It's okay.
You can bring them in and show them.
Yeah, it's okay. We're just bullshitting. Bring them in. It's fine.
It's okay. Yeah.
Sorry. It's drunken confessions.
It's drunken confessions.
It's drunken confessions, everyone.
As long as you guys are drinking, you're allowed in. If you're drinking, you're allowed in. That's the rule.
I could pull up any text I may have sent last night.
That was another show of ours, is drunken text messages. So.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Amy, were you just about to pick somebody?
No.
To give advice to? I thought you were next.
Am I?
Well, if we go around in a circle.
Well, actually, I went, then Dave went.
Oh.
So we're kind of doing like a...
Dave told me to brace for
tonight, you know.
I didn't hear that because I saw Ellen and
They're
got
gonna
stressed.
They're going to be doing some of that.
It'll be like a car crash.
It's going to be...
You have bag balls.
A boot stuck in the mud, only wetter.
All right, so here's my advice. I'm not calling anybody out by name, and it can go to multiple people at this table. Respect yourself a little bit more and know what you can have.
Oh.
And that's my advice.
Ah.
You can have whatever you like.
And don't ever tell anybody that, because they're going to take whatever the hell they like, and that's... That could lead to some really weird nights, I'm just saying.
Or some really fun ones.
Both. I mean, but you just don't know. All right. That's the problem.
Steph, what is your advice? Who is it to? And what would it be?
I'm gonna give some advice to Cass. Nobody else has
called me out by name. That's okay.
Yes. My advice to you is to always value yourself.
Thank you.
No matter what the person you're in a relationship says, value yourself and know your worth. And that is the most important thing you can do for yourself and your relationship.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
See, we can talk about people's relationships and not be like negative or poopy, right?
No, I'm okay
with
that.
So, Jeremy. Dave already gave his, so now we're done.
I'll do Dave.
Oh, Dave!
It's that kind of party.
Phrasing.
It's your relationship with society. If it wasn't for all the stupid people that drove you up the wall every day, then you wouldn't be considered one of the smarter ones.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Wasn't that nice? That was actually very much of a compliment, Dave.
That's right. The average.
I would have never.
I always try to keep
in
mind how dumb the average person is that I know, and then remember that that's the average. Mm-hmm. And so half the people are dumber than that.
Mm. Hey, Dave, what is this?
I love that. It was like a bro.
You said bro. It was touching. I felt it right here. I had some feels over that one. All right, Steph, how was your week? Since I totally dropped the ball on this shit.
My week has been really good for the most part.
Yay.
I got one of my best friends out of the house after being a hermit for and hoeing me out for several months. I got to see him twice in one week, and we had a lot of wine and laughs, and it was really cool. And then other than that, it's just been an easy week, and
I'm good.
The highlight of your week was hanging out with Amy.
I know,
last
and I was going to say, I was going to say last night.
Because I bailed.
Yeah, last night I hung out with Amy. We had drinks. We talked. We worked on planning this episode out. It was very nice. I drank an entire bottle of wine, and guess who was not hungover this morning?
Yay!
But were you wearing a Batman outfit?
No, but I didn't get into the second bottle, though. So that's what I'm saying.
It was a good, chill.
Yeah.
Chill night.
Very chill.
We had a good buzz.
We ended it at 8. We were all right.
Cass wasn't feeling good.
I have stomach issues.
I missed her crazy.
Well, that's because I forgot to take my medication, and I've been forgetting more and more. And then by the time I remember, it's one of those things that takes a while to work.
Yeah.
So it's too late. So yesterday I was really hurting. didn't kick in until about this morning.
But that's okay, because I told you when you're feeling better, I'm going to make you your favorite dinner.
Which is so sweet. You guys are adorable.
Oh, I know. I always said if Amy and I could be lesbians, we'd be the perfect couple.
Totally. You really would.
We 100%. Balance each other really, really, really well. We really do. We're just not lesbians, so it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You can love each other in a platonic friendship. And
well, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
she's my heterosexual life mate.
There we go. All right, Dave.
High five.
How was your week?
What the hell am I? I'm just going to go with clusterfuck.
That's an accurate statement.
Between, let's see, my car doing wonky things, because I'm not a car guy, and then so for like the little like...
kind of wonky thing was it doing?
The light thing comes on, and then it starts doing weird things. And
well, like, I want it. Hold on.
Oh, I got to tool my truck for that.
I meant to tell you. Stephanie told me about that, that you had your engine light came on, and you were like, okay, so I got to wait to go get it into a shop.
Yep.
Okay, so you're friends with Jeremy and I now?
I can scan that tonight if you
want.
Oh, no, it's already fixed.
Okay. You,
and now it's
the
fixed,
next time it happens, drive your car directly to my house.
Okay, I wasn't even really driving my car here. Like, this is how little of a car guy I am.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't
even. Oh, no.
Like, when that light comes on and it starts doing weird things, I was like, nope.
Okay,
I'm good.
Then your next step is to pick up the phone and call Jeremy.
Okay, got you.
There we go.
He is a master mechanic.
Cool. And it turned out it was something like I got a batch of bad gas, and like so it caused some issues with the lines. They flushed everything out.
Somebody tampered with his gas.
You know what that happens to me though.
Gas station had shitty gas.
Yeah.
If I get bad gas.
Right by my house is the last time.
It can happen at any given time.
If I get bad gas, my gas gauge quits working. On my Jeep, and then my remote start won't work because it shows me as always on empty.
Yep, so it was really, really weird. Didn't enjoy that at all.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of Detroit region has problems with dirty gas, too.
Yep.
Huh. And people think that shit's filtered.
Just random mayhem, and then today, and then, oh, yeah, my dog. Oh, my God, I hate my dog.
I love his dog.
He's the devil.
He's so cute.
He's the devil.
Don't
listen
to him.
No, absolutely was him. It was it, yeah. So there's that.
But isn't he a Dachshund?
He's a Minpin. He's a miniature pincher.
Oh, okay. Those are little fuckers.
He's worse than Tommy.
The prosecution rests.
Ain't so small, I'm king.
Yeah. And so then today I started off the day by getting to the studios because I had a meeting and I wanted to run up front and just check something quick in the video studio. And I don't know why I even did this, but like I just pushed on the door without entering because it has the same kind of code, like key code thing that we have here. And I just pushed on the door and it fucking opened. And I was like, well, that's not good.
That's not how that's supposed to go.
And so then I let it swing closed and it sounded like it closed, but then I pushed on it again and it opened. And so that was not good. I'm like, there's a lot of gear in here. That's a bad thing. So I called the locksmith guy who like installed it about a year ago, and he was there in like 15 minutes or so. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know it's happening, you know, cold weather and winter, metal frames, and wah, wah, Charlie Brown t-shirt. Like, dude, moral of the story is, I'm like, so dude, and it took him like 5 seconds. He like dremeled out something in the little thing in the door
with
frame
the stuff,
that they put in.
And
then everything worked. And I'm like, and he's like, oh, yeah, this happens all the time in Michigan. I'm like, well, then. Riddle me this, Batman. If this happens all the time in Michigan, why didn't you just install it that way and make sure this wasn't going to be an issue? Because God knows how long that's been. He's like, yeah, there's no charge for it. I'm like, that's not really the answer I'm looking for here.
There's
no way of knowing until it gets cold enough with the flex.
I have to say, Dave, how long have you and I been friends? Like 6 months?
Yeah, ish.
Longer.
Yeah.
It's been less than a year.
It's been some time.
Yeah, it's been some time, but less than a year.
Yeah.
Today is the first time I've ever seen a day really get to you. You're always the type of person that rolls it off.
But like in the moment, I was like, holy shit. Because then that was followed by.
I feel like I'm seeing a different side of Dave tonight.
Like I said, it's kind of like I'm not always Temple Bar Dave. There are peaks and valleys with Dave. I just usually try to keep it medium.
Right. Keep those peaks and valleys covered up, all right?
I had your peaks and valleys.
Just saying.
And then this idiot client that showed up it was a meeting and they wanted to talk about, they were supposed to be about talking about a new show. And suddenly there were like 8 people there and they were like wanting me to just tell them how to build a studio. And I'm like, sweet. Here's my hourly consulting rate. When you're ready to have that conversation, go ahead and give me a call. bye-bye. And then I had an engineer who just laughingly walked into the studio, who was hungover as shit because it's her birthday and everybody started buying her shots at midnight.
At midnight. So. And this girl is not like – I drank with her one time, and that was at the party we had. Yep. And she didn't drink a lot. She doesn't seem like a big drinker.
Well, no, and she's like 24. I think
maybe. She just turned 25.
Okay.
I think it was her 25th birthday.
Still learning.
And she's so sweet. She's such a sweet girl. But, you know, people are buying you drinks for your birthday. Yeah. You don't say no. It's like you can't blame the girl.
So you had to take over her job.
Then I had to babysit a show, which, and it's the crazy-ass high-maintenance Italian ladies who I love, but it's the Nooner show. They're crazy.
Oh, they're so much fun.
They are, but they're crazy.
I love them.
And then got that done, and then actually got together with Jamie for lunch, and we talked about all the stuff with Northville and got them all straightened away. And now I'm here. Now I'm good.
And there's vodka.
So now you're here, and now your day is complete because you got to see all of us, and you're on Drunken Confessions, which is like the best podcast.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Ever. Whoop,
whoop. And on that note, let's do one more Drunken Confession before we get to our main topic.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't do like...
Because nobody gives
Jeremy
a fuck how Jeremy's week was.
Oh, no, we'll
or
get
me.
To
or me. Nobody asked me either, but that's okay.
We'll get to you guys.
That.
We're working on it.
That's all right. That's all right.
I felt like after Dave's rant, we needed...
Yeah, we needed to like break it up a little bit. Too. No offense, Dave.
We're coming back to you.
No, you're fine.
We're not.
Who is the last person that you stalked on social media?
Do I know?
Okay.
Who is the last person that you stalked on social media?
This is so good. I do, and I don't necessarily want to say this person's name out loud because
you don't have to. You can just say the relationship.
Is it
someone that you know from cons that might have had some controversy lately?
There has been some, there's been a little bit of a ripple going through our community, the indie comic and creator community. And I've been actually Facebook stalking a few people just because I'm trying to, because you know how Facebook only shows you like certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just kind of watching to see how everything develops from like behind the scenes. And there are certain people who are posting more about it, so I've been creeping on their pages. We're all friends, so I'm not like creeping on some stranger's page, but I have been creeping, and that's my story.
Okay.
And I actually, God, that would be the same for me, because it's been a crazy week
creepy
with all that
thing,
shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
I'm actually just set up my Facebook on my new phone that I haven't used Facebook in about 3 years. So, yeah, I just stalked a lot of ad agencies and I said no.
Jeremy's not a fan of Facebook, no, so he's not Facebook stalking any of it.
Thank God at least he's on Messenger.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Cass, who you?
I totally have Facebook stalked somebody, but that's going into our topic for tonight about jealousy.
Wow.
So we're gonna come back to me on that one when we move on to our next topic.
That sounds good.
Totally.
Alrighty, then.
Amy, what about you? Did you Facebook stalk anybody?
I have.
Who? Not me.
No,
you don't have to necessarily mention. I'm not gonna name her name.
Names. I want names.
It's a lady.
It is a lady. It's
obviously
she was she was a former best friend of mine, and she has a kid now, and I haven't talked to her since before my wedding. I think the engagement party was the last time I've seen her face to face. And every now and then I Facebook stalk her to check on her kid and see how she's doing. And
so you're doing it for like really pure.
Yeah.
Like, good.
But it is creepy because like we don't talk at all.
I get that. Okay. Though.
But I do. Mm. We're still friends on Facebook. We are friends on Facebook.
So and then there's nothing wrong.
So
with
I will click on her page and I will like just snoop through her life. Like, how's her family doing? How's her kid doing? How's her sisters and brothers doing?
Right.
So that's the last person I face. Book stocked.
Cool. All right. So should we get on this topic?
Jeremy, how was your week, baby?
About time to get to me.
I know.
OMG, Jeremy.
Mine was actually pretty cool.
No mines.
I got to work at the zoo.
Yes.
Didn't see no animals, but I got to see the backside of Detroit
Zoo. But he did see his
Detroit
relatives.
Took them to the zoo.
The monkeys were not out.
Like the zoo.
So.
This place is
a zoo.
Yeah,
I got to do that. Got to crack the joke, you know, I wish I worked at the zoo. And they said, well, we don't really actually see the animals, but maybe once a month when we have to go out there. I was like, oh, your job's not that cool then.
Right.
They thought that was funny. I got to see the new prototypes for Rivian, which is Tesla's
very cool.
Possibly one of their hardcore competitors coming up, and they're saying their truck's going to probably come out at the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah, they're right here in Michigan. Sweet. A lot of people don't know about them.
Got to check that out up close. I got to see a two-wheeled electric motorcycle.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, Amazon just threw a lot of money.
The electric motorcycles are really awesome. We've looked a lot at those.
Honestly, yeah, I was impressed with that.
He's been coming home from work telling me all this, and I'm like,
they're expensive.
Really? And
hell,
he goes,
though.
But I can't even pick up my phone and call you.
Nope.
I can't. It's so undercover.
We get an interview with those guys, and like, they are on full lockdown.
Yeah,
oh,
I got stickers on my phones
for a lot of places. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that you're able to talk about it, like that you've actually seen it. But
I can't give details.
Here are the specs on.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I can tell you the Corvette in 2022 looks like a Batmobile, you know? But I can't tell you exactly what it's made, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Which I love.
It's really cool. It's awesome.
I love it. And I hate it at the same time when he comes home. He's like, but I can't even tell you.
Yeah. Well, but at least you know it's because it's like, you know, legally he can't tell you.
Right, 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 right.
It's not because he doesn't want to.
No, I know.
That's the good thing.
Yes. For shizzle, my nizzle.
Wow.
Okay, an interesting week.
Sorry. So have I.
All right, so
way to go there, poop dog.
Oh, thank you,
a poop dog.
Get your shit right here.
Oh my god! Speaking of that,
oh my god!
I have to tell you. Off topic, off topic.
Which one of those words triggered? Is it the poop or the dog?
I don't know.
It was the poop dog because then I went to Snoop Dogg.
Of course.
And I have to tell you. So you guys know I work at a dental lab.
Yeah.
Yes.
Once in a blue moon, we see a patient. I've been talking to this patient on the phone. He's got to come in for a consult. He's been very difficult, but very nice.
Okay.
He finally comes in. I swear to God, it was like freaking Snoop Dogg walking into the lab. I was like, I had to do a double take. This guy was the same height, had the same hair, the sunglasses, the same look.
Everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything. And I went...
Do you know who's what Snoop Dogg's real name is?
So
Snoop
his
Lion.
It better not be Dev or anything that starts with a D. No.
I'd be curious.
But this guy, and he was so freaking high, and he just smelled like marijuana.
So it all lined
and
up.
I was like,
alrighty then.
It was seriously. I had to do a double take. I'm like. Am I in the presence? Because I've been in the presence of Red Wing players, like Detroit famous
people of status.
Yeah.
In
so
some
no,
circles.
I had to really calm myself down and be like, okay, Snoop Dogg's not going to be in Michigan.
Wouldn't you just die if you found out that really was him? And you're like, and I didn't get his autograph.
It's
we
not could have
gone out back and
it was just
a bowl.
Really funny. It was just really funny.
Alrighty, well, on that note, my week. All right, so my week. I did have my first pure romance party. It was my lunch party. It went well because I did
how many
do
dildos
really well.
Did you sell?
None of your business. I don't talk about that because that's
I'm
all
asking
private.
For a number, not who
number?
Bought them.
All right, fine. One, Jesus. Two, three, four. I only sold four.
That's not bad, though.
That's not bad. No, it's not bad for a party, especially my first
all
party.
All to one girl.
It was 80.
I can go on record. I did not buy a dildo.
She bought a vibrator.
I will go on record and say about that.
And there Jeremy wants to know what it is, and I won't tell him. So
I know what it is.
So anyway,
I've seen
so on to my week. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our topic now and why I did not say Facebook stalking. Our topic tonight is about jealousy.
Yes.
Yes.
So my Facebook stalking story. Here we go. So I'm going to try and make this as quick as possible and as painless as possible. No guarantees.
That's what he said.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. All right. So. My husband and I, we were friends for a long time before we became actual lovers. And you don't like that word, Amy?
No, I don't like where you're going with us. I think you just need to sum it up.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Let me get there.
A long time ago.
Get to the end.
That's what she said.
In the year 2009. No, before that. So anyway, Tom used to tell me a lot of stuff about his life. So he had this chick he had hung up, he had hooked up with. She cheated on her boyfriend, and Tom had an open marriage, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, all they were was, like, shacking up. Told me about how crazy she was and how he quit seeing her because she tried getting him into a fight by lying and saying her boyfriend beat her up. Anyway, at the time, I remember he showed me a picture of this chick, and we were just friends back then, so no big deal. So anyway, fast forward until today. Or it's actually Valentine's Day. So on Valentine's Day, Tom posted a picture, and it was just some funny meme. And this girl gets on there and comments. Now, if a girl's commenting on a post that my husband tags me in, I'm going to look and see who she is. Who is this person commenting? I look at everybody.
Oh, it doesn't matter. My husband tags me in any post on Facebook. I'm looking male, female. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I check
matter.
Everybody out. So I was checking this
You're gonna
chick
read
out.
It all.
I'm checking this chick out who posted adorable. That's what she said. And I look and I'm like, who is this chick that just said that whatever my husband posted to me was adorable? And I look and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She, who, what? So it who ends up being, and I'm looking at this chick and I'm like, this is the chick that my husband used to fuck back way back when.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
Oh, my God.
So,
Jerry,
oh, my God.
Jerry.
So,
Jerry.
Yes,
Jerry,
thank you.
Jerry.
All right. So,
Jeremy.
So,
I love that. I love what you just did.
So,
for those who are not able to see, Jeremy just ripped his weave off and threw it across the room.
He did.
Love it. So, anyway. All right. Let me sum up this. So, I said to Tom, why are you friends with this chick? And when all she was like a quick, she was supposed to be just like this quick thing. I'm like, why are you friends with her on Facebook? Because this was like, seriously, last time I saw
did
this.
Did you actually say a quick thing?
Yeah. Well, no, I actually called her his lover, and he like busted his mind over this. He like, she was not my lover. And I'm like, you guys fucked. What do you want me to say? You're fuck buddy. Okay, fuck so buddy. Fine. She cheated on her boyfriend with you. You guys broke up. You guys like had a thing for a while. Whatever. So I'm like, why? This was back in MySpace time. That's how long ago it was. So I'm like, why are you friends with her all of a sudden on Facebook? He goes, I don't know. Well, how long have you been friends with her? I don't know. All right. Why are you friends with her? Well, she sent me a request, so I accepted it. Why? Well, I don't know. I accept all friend requests. I was like, oh, no, bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. If a chick friend requests you, the first thing you do is click on her profile to see what she looks like. You check to make sure she is not one of these bogus things. I know we all do it. So you knew exactly who the hell you friend request, who was friend requesting you.
Okay.
All right. So I understand it might be like a little ego boost, whatever. But let me tell you, if she's an ex fling of yours, there's no reason for it. And why is she fucking commenting on a post with me? Sorry, this is where my jealousy comes in. All right. So I said to him, this makes me uncomfortable because I'm not questioning you, but I am questioning her motives. If she's married, whatever, why is she hunting down an ex, somebody she used to fuck? I have never done that personally. I mean, sure, we all wonder what happens to that person. You might look them up on Facebook, but I sure as hell don't friend request them. So I just thought it was kind of weird on my behalf. You guys, I'm going to get your guys' opinion on this. Mm-hmm. But for me, it just seemed kind of weird. So I was like, you know, I'm not comfortable with this. So I said, can you please delete her off your friends list? Because, well, the first thing I said to him, are you talking to her? No, he says, well, I'm not talking. It's nothing like that. I'm like, then can you please delete her? And he did. Well, and I thanked him. I said, okay, thank you. And I've let it drop.
There you go.
But my question is, was that too jealous of me to not feel comfortable with him having an ex, somebody who was just like an ex?
Exactly. To her, when she told me about this, my advice to her, well, my comment, not advice. My comment was, you're entitled to feel how you feel.
Yep.
Yeah.
If that makes you uncomfortable, that makes you uncomfortable. No matter what I say, I can't make it okay. And I'm
right.
You know, like.
Well, I just want to know if you think I'm like being too jealous.
This is where I come into. If I was in that position, which I have been.
Yeah.
I have done similar. Jeremy is friends with his ex on Facebook. Mm-hmm. The very last serious girlfriend that he lived with, they had a relationship for years. She thought he was going to marry her. When they broke up, Jeremy and I were together. She still invited him to her wedding, and I'm still convinced because it was she wanted Jeremy to stand up and object. I did. Why are you friends with her?
Yeah.
Like, that's disrespectful. Jeremy was like, no, it's just Facebook. It's stupid. I let it go.
Right.
It didn't bug me that bad. It was a thing for about a hot minute.
But if it was something serious, like Tom's friends with his ex-wife, he's friends with an ex-fiance, things like that. But this was just a fuck. That's all she was in his life, is just somebody he dilly-dallied with.
Right. It wasn't anybody.
So why would you... Dave, stop it. I'm going to smack you. He does not like my
verbiage.
She's
saying grandma words.
Yes. So anyway, what
for someone that he fornicated with in the past.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw my phone at your head, Dave. So the point is, it's just like, if all it is was a fuck, then why do you even have anything more to do with her? Because it wasn't like a relationship.
Hey, you know what? I can give you the answer right now.
Thank you.
Ego.
That's what I've assumed. Right.
Yes.
But why is she... Friend
you're,
requesting
you're
him.
You're not going to figure that out until
which
you
is
talk
why
to
I
her.
Told,
so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to, which is why I told him to delete her.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dave, please.
Oh, my God, yes. It's all about you,
Dave, come on.
I mean, all right. So, like, I'll give you
all
my
right,
two
so
cents on this.
Yes, you're a man.
Because, okay, like, from a...
You're a man who's in dis-
Dave,
well,
you're going to give us $1.50 on this. No, not just
like,
two
I'm
cents.
I'm a geek, and I've got, in some ways, a similar personality type to Tom and, like, a similar background and that kind of stuff.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I said in some ways. In many ways not, but in some. I guess here's my thing. Like, if I were you, I would be more concerned over someone that he had something serious with than someone who was just a fling. Like, I'm not friends with my ex-wife on Facebook. Like, and no fucking way.
Yeah, me neither.
And she has shot me a request.
Well, I mean, your ex-wife.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
and
I'm
she
not
shot me a request several times, and I'm always like, no. And it's, you know, there are ex-girlfriends that, you know, for, whether it's, you know, from back in the day or whatever. Yeah, I'm friends with them on Facebook, and it's not.
I didn't mean to ding.
Damn. I'm like, damn, Steph, you totally cut Dave off. All right.
I'm so sorry.
The gauntlet is thrown.
Already then.
Did you see her face?
I know.
She's like, no, but I mean, like.
Horrified.
But like, to me, like, they're not an ego thing because they don't. They don't matter. Like, they're not in my world anymore.
Right,
and maybe it's different because she's someone that's local and it's a thing. But, like, yeah. Even – yeah, I mean, I guess I could see in this specific
yeah,
set of circumstances.
Like,
yeah,
well, look at me.
Thing.
Look at where I'm at now. Well, look at what I've done. Look what I've accomplished.
I guess I can see both sides of it. Like, I can see why you would feel the way that you feel. But I'm telling you that, like, I do. I accept a lot of friend requests. And, yeah, I do the check of, hey, is it a bot?
Right.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. That's somebody I used to know? Sure. Boop, what do you got? And I may never interact with them beyond that.
Right.
Like, it that might be it. Or, like,
yeah.
Unless they
and
show
and
up
had
on
she
a post
not,
or something.
Had she wait, not commented on this post, I never would have paid attention.
My thing would be is if he commented on her post more so. Or
well, I don't know. I'm not.
Or if he would have replied to her comment.
Right.
Jeremy, do you have any advice for Cass on that?
Yeah, it could be all those things. It could also be a red flag, too. I mean, there was an old pussy in a flashlight, and it's like the pussy in a flashlight just pop back up on the shelf again. So,
yeah.
Well, when you put it
makes you wonder.
A flashlight.
It does make you wonder.
But. A flashlight.
All right, so Dave's like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, and you're here. Flashlights,
back
man.
In Necto.
Yeah.
No
flashlights are flashlights with flesh inside them.
So, as we were saying, so does anyone else have any, like, stories about jealousy? Or is
I do. I'll admit, I am, I can be a jealous person, but I think I get better the older I'm getting. And Stephanie and I talked about this last night. Like, when Jeremy and I first got together, I was 20.
So
and
young.
And we were still trying to figure out.
Better in a freaking
what...
bar.
And we were trying to figure out what this was. So, yes, at that time.
Nice face, Jeremy.
You know how illegal that was?
The first year. Of bars when
things
I was
Rob Lowe said for $1,000, Alex.
So, the first year, yes, I was jealous. Any girl that hit on him, I was like, hell no. If I thought he was talking to somebody too much, I was like, hell no. And that's all my own insecurities. Now that I'm older and I'm committed to this relationship, and I mean, obviously I know that he's committed to me and I don't have to worry about that. But there are still times that when it comes to my marriage, I get jealous when girls are hitting on him and he doesn't even freaking understand that they're hitting on him.
It's 'cause I'm a dude. I miss those cues.
And I'm like,
We can be really fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's like the virgin trying to get laid, but he misses all the cues.
Right.
But so this point in time, my jealousy actually goes to friendships and family members. Not necessarily my husband. That I'm right. grown. I'm secure with my husband. But right. Somebody clings on too tight to one of my best friends. I'm like, really? What do you got?
Well, you know, early on in the friendship of the three of us, both of you were both like, are you trying to take my place? Are you trying to take my place? Both of you. And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to hang out. Like,
no, that is totally my
and
downfall.
And just to let you know, Steph, that was jibes against Amy and I, against each other, never you.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and
I know.
I will know. Tell you that if you introduce me to your group of girlfriends, I'm going to be jealous. That they're, like, when you say, oh, I'm hanging out with my best friends, I'm like, what the fuck is Cass and I?
We were your best friends now,
what the
bitch?
Hell?
What the hell?
But wait. It can't be, because you guys are the bestest of all best friends.
Yeah, see, exactly.
I'm the third
Thank
meal.
You.
Girls
yeah.
are so possessive over your friends.
Totally.
Guys are like, hey, new dude, you drink beer? Cool, man.
Yeah,
girls are like, who's this new bitch? Is she talking about fucking friend?
Dude, I've always said, you can take 10 guys.
Who's this new bitch?
No, seriously,
I love that.
You take 10 guys and you put them in a room together, and we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we will babble, we will bullshit, yep. We will hang, we will, whatever. You until you introduce the first woman in that room.
Uh-huh.
And then shit goes sideways.
Well, all of a sudden,
you take 10 women and put them in a room,
a little deeper,
and it's going to be clicky
bigger.
As fuck.
Yep. So I will totally 110% admit I am jealous when it comes to my girlfriends.
Oh, good to know. Thank
See,
you.
See, my whole thing, like jealousy, like I think I've just got to the point in my life where I'm like, look, if you really think that's better for you, go for it. Like, whatever
with relationship
yeah,
or friendship
like,
or
in general like I don't have time for like shit
yeah.
anymore
does
like,
that come with age
it might
oh my god oh, that was such a dig at you
that
Dave.
Was such like a,
see honestly I don't even take it as a dig because I mean like I've lived
so
enough
well,
in my
was,
life
it was meant as a dig
and I've gone through so much shit where I'm like, eh.
Well, I have gotten better with age. I do have to admit that because it used to be
well,
like
damn,
my husband.
Were you like 20 years ago?
You think it was like a fine wine?
So, she would have driven to that bitch's house and
know,
killed
right?
her.
I would have. Seriously, before you even like talk to another woman, it's like, who are you? Why do you want to fuck her? Huh? What does she have that I don't have? You know, now it's like I'm not that bad. You know, now it's just like you have to show somebody else a lot of attention for me to actually like be like.
Oh, so you're my ex-wife.
Jeremy, how are you on jealousy?
Am I your ex-wife?
No, seriously. Like, my
fine.
Ex, dude, like, if God help me if I even mentioned a female name.
Well, I was like that a long time
any
ago.
Any sort of conversation.
Anymore.
It's like, oh, what are you fucking her? Dude, it's like the 400 pound chick that like does data entry at work. No, I'm not. What's wrong with you? Like, what?
She looks like Bob. I'm not fucking her.
She looks Bob in a dress.
Sorry. All no right, offense, so, Bob. No offense.
So I'm really curious. Jeremy, do you ever have jealousy issues?
Maybe once in a while at the bars when you get too wasted and you talk too much to one dude. And
I thought that was going to go there.
Start throwing out the pictures. And
But they're always her wedding pictures.
Playing pool.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it's
really.
They're always her wedding pictures.
I do feel sorry for the guy sometimes.
I've seen this play out. I got to kind of back her up, but like I've seen that play out. Like I don't get like whatever look is in the guy's eyes, and she's like, oh, I want to show you some pics, and he's like, oh, this is my wedding photo.
No, see, Jeremy's not jealous because the guy is giving his wife attention. Jeremy's like, why isn't he giving me attention? I want to play pool with him.
Right.
I just have to say that yes. drunk Amy has a tendency to flirt. But when I know it goes over that
boundary
line,
yeah,
that's when I break out the wedding pictures. I'm like, oh, but do you see my husband over there?
But wait,
he's
more
so hot. Like,
oh yeah, and I'm sure that biker at the bar really thought that Jeremy was a hot thing. So
I mean,
you never know.
But
yes, right,
that
things happen.
But bump. Wow.
All right, so let's do another drunken confession.
Oh, here you go. I've been like folding them up and
here,
deflating
Steph.
Them.
Oh,
got it.
Wow, that was a really bad throw, Amy.
She attempted.
She did. It was.
She put her heart into it.
Oh, so in the meantime, I gotta say, I did my 23andMe. Amy and I both got our results back, and I found out that my father is really my father, which I was really happy to find out.
All right.
So I am Italian, but it's not showing my Polish. Well, yeah, my dad used to go out of town a lot when I was young. I'm the youngest of six, so, you know, you never know. So anyway, I was just checking to make sure I was Italian, and I am.
Do you look like the milkman?
Actually, no, I do not look Italian whatsoever, so that's why I was really questioning it. So I'm like, am I really Italian, Mom?
I do.
And my mom was, like, so insulted when I told her that the other day.
I do love that I came out, 47%
German? I'm 29% German,
I'm
girl.
All German and Irish, which explains my drinking problem.
Me too.
As far as I'm concerned.
It's not a problem.
And her need to invade Poland after too many drinks. Right.
I'm
just putting that out there.
Right.
It's
in German,
my genetics.
I'm German, Irish, and Russian. I'm like, well, that explains it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like...
And I
real
have Italian
German.
Too.
I love the conquer stuff.
I have Italian. I have
so
Italian
what is
too,
that,
but I love the Russian
drunken confession
me.
Over there, Steph.
Silence.
She pulled one.
Silence.
Shut the fuck up.
Silence. I know. Shut
I
the
must
fuck
kill
up,
you.
Cass. if you could say anything to one person in your life without any consequences, what would it be?
Oh, can I go first?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Get your shit together.
Who would it be to?
Just one person?
Who's that
so
person,
hard to
Amy?
Choose. Is there gonna be a list?
I have a list. I could say that to like four people off the top of my head. Get your shit together.
Dude, oh, I thought that's what we were confessing is like, who would you say this to?
No, it just says what would
no,
it,
what would you
be?
Say?
Oh.
Like, I'm the wrong person because I say shit.
I know.
Like, I don't know that I hold things back, so.
Hmm. Anybody else?
Yeah, we got to go all the way around. You stuff now, no, go.
I typically speak by mind, but, ha, I got one. So, there's a certain human being in my life that I would just be like, what the fuck is actually wrong with you?
You're talking to me, aren't you?
No.
Okay. I was looking at you.
I know, you're like looking
like,
right
that was
at me
a rather
saying
pointed
that.
Stare.
I know, you're like, she's,
like a
she's
dart
looking at my soul right now, and I'm like.
It's just my giant eyes. It does look like.
It was because just, she was most comfortable
I
saying
felt,
it
I felt
to you.
It in my soul.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right, go
I'll
ahead.
Send you, like, you know.
That's
like
all right. All right. All right. That's okay. Just buy me flowers tomorrow. We're good.
Dave?
God. Like I said, I mean, I usually just speak my mind about friggin' everything. Yeah. I mean, if I saw the guy in person, I'd kind of pull him off to the wayside and just be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what happened? Why are you not owning shit? What the fuck? Like, just.
Why are you a piece of trash?
Just what? Or
I'm kidding.
Or if you think you're not, what the fuck?
Defend that.
Maybe he's part of the 50% stupid.
Oh, he absolutely is. He's down around the
can't
second or third
it.
Percentile right about now. yeah.
Jeremy?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind telling my dad one of these days to stop worrying about what everybody thinks about him because they're probably not thinking about him because they're probably more worried thinking about themselves all the time.
That's good. Yeah. Cass?
I would tell somebody you're a piece of shit and you fuck up everybody's life that you touch.
Ooh.
I said I was sorry.
Well, Dave, you know. All right. We're talking
so,
later.
Great moment, though. So here's, and I do, this is like, again, from the I give no fucks and I don't hold shit back. So I have been estranged from my stepfather since I was 16, who a month and a half after my mom died, he told me he was getting remarried and I put him through a fucking wall. And so flash forward a bunch of years and my aunt calls me up who's his sister and hates him. With his, with, like, his sister and his mother have both effectively disowned him.
Great guy.
And called me and said, hey, I just want to let you know, Bob, it's my stepfather, was making a big deal over the fact that he was going to leave you like $100 in his will or like some stupid amount. I forget what it was, but it was something dumb. And so I literally took the time to sit down because I wasn't going to talk to him. I literally took the time to sit down and write out a letter and send it to him. And in the letter, I said, look, here's the deal. And I want you to understand this, that this is true with every fiber of my being. If you leave me anything in your will, especially some pissant amount of money, that money will go to paying a high school kid to come piss on your grave for as long as that money lasts. Wow. And then I will fund it myself. For even longer.
Oh my!
Well thought out.
And so I mailed it off, and like, and oh he never gosh. Replied.
Oh, well, why would you?
Well, no, but it got
what
back.
Do, what
but it
do
got
you reply?
But it like, got back to me that? That he got
like,
it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's just good that he got it. That's got to make you feel good, right there.
No, and it's because it's like I said. Like I don't like I'm not one of like I have. I've gotten past the point in life where. Like, I know that holding shit in does nobody any good.
Right.
Like, you think you either think you're protecting yourself or you're protecting somebody else, and 99 times out of 100, that's not true.
Yeah, it becomes sure.
And
toxic.
I have to say, on the way here tonight, you guys all know my New Year's resolution was to care more about me and be less giving. And I'm glad that Cass, Stephanie, and Jeremy both on the way here went, no, you're doing a really good job. I'm struggling on it, but I feel very proud of that.
You should. So. You should feel very
and
proud.
For anybody who is out there listening and is like me, wants to please everybody, take it from me. It's hard, but God, does it feel so much better just to let it roll off the back, let it go.
Yeah, eventually, just like once go. You yeah. don't let that go. Feeling... take over
quit,
you.
Quit it, stressing about
it's
it.
It's so much better.
Quit being so obsessed about it.
Right.
I have finally started
so
wearing
I still
the shirt.
Have, I have a lot of ways to go.
Everybody does.
No doubt. But.
Life's a journey, not a destination. A
well, just to better. Just to let you know, for anyone out there who's looking to please everybody, I have some great lubes that I just got
nice.
Stocked.
Okay.
No, I finally started wearing the T-shirt that Bob bought me 2 years ago because he was trying to drop a hint. And all it's
was
just,
it Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No, it just says no. That's all it says.
That's what I need.
And it, like because I do. Like I have the world's worst time saying no to people.
I need a headband. That just says no.
Yep. And it is. I mean it so I totally get you. Like that's one of the things I've been working on more over the course of year over the all course right. of the past year.
High five to us. And on that note, guys, I
we
think
we are gonna wrap shit up.
Number episode. Oh,
what?
No.
No. Before no? we wrap it up, I would like to give my opinion on jealousy.
Sorry, Steph.
Did we
no, that's
you?
Okay. This is something that we talked about last night, so you'll probably recognize some of what I'm saying.
I won't because I wasn't there, so I'm curious.
Well,
I won't.
Sorry
I wasn't paying attention.
That.
Inquiring minds want to know. So what is it, Stephanie?
Well, there's jealousy is something that we feel because we care about something. So it's rooted in a very healthy place. But you also, when you feel it, you shouldn't react to it. You should allow it to sit and go, why am I feeling this way? Internalize it because usually you're looking at it from a filter of your own perception. And a lot of times you can't do that. You shouldn't do that because your own perception is going to skew everything to look, oh, everybody's out to get me. Why is this person doing this to me? And it's like, whoa, wait a second. People do stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with you. They just do stuff.
I am glad you brought this up because Stephanie and I actually talked about this last night and we were talking about, is there a healthy jealousy?
Absolutely there
and
is.
We agreed that yes, because if you don't get jealous over your significant other, then there's
you're
something
not.
Broken.
Well, I guess with that in mind, let me qualify my answer. It's not that I don't get jealous about stuff. It's just that I will never act on it.
Okay, so that brings us to the next part of the conversation is, so when you realize you're jealous over your significant other or the best friend.
Right, whatever
now,
the
now
scenario
you have
is.
To, you really have to take the challenge of, why am I jealous?
Right.
What am I feeling insecure about?
What's lacking?
I bet you're talking to my man.
So when I feel like I'm insecure about something, my next thought goes to, well, what are you doing to cause that insecurity? What can you fix? What are you lacking in that friendship? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not responding to me. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. What am I not doing?
Right.
No, that's great. No, good point.
Always, there is.
So when it comes to jealousy, it's like, you really got to think about it.
Right. There is a healthy amount of jealousy. If you don't feel jealousy, then I kind of am a little concerned that you might be a psychopath or a sociopath.
Sociopath, right?
Like, because that's something that if you care about somebody or something, you're going to feel
part of you is always going to be a little afraid that you're going to lose them.
Of course.
Right. So if I ever, like, don't feel jealous over Jeremy, a girl talking to him, even if I don't react on it, I'm still like, whatever. Watch this out of the corner of my eye.
Right. Yeah. It's like you trust him.
She's reacted on stuff in the past.
But if that feeling ever goes away, then there's something broken.
Mm. Correct. I agree. No, I
so
think...
I do think that there is absolutely a healthy amount of jealousy that you need to have in any relationship you have.
And don't go out there and like read some shit on Facebook and get all crazy. Like, seriously, don't do that. Internalize it. Remember that everything's not all about you, and people write things on social media and it is not necessarily against you or about you.
It's all lies on social media.
So stop. World does not revolve around you. Like, and that. I think we forget that sometimes.
Yes, it's totally.
So now
on that note,
I needed to use my degree for something.
Thank you.
Here,
thank
okay?
you, Steph. Thank you. Right. No, we appreciate your insight.
I love that. Thank you, Steph. What I wanted to just remind everybody is that next week. Absolutely. Do we need to remind people that?
Tuesday, Dave. Punchki Day.
Oh, yes. Punchki Day. Okay. Punchki's got to get our punchki.
And since I brought it up on the show last week, I will bring it up on the show this week. So the punchki flavored vodka.
It sucks.
It was horrible.
I'm so sad to hear that.
It tasted like.
That crushed my next Wednesday.
Whoa.
That, like, I was looking forward to having punchki vodka next week.
And don't get me wrong, like, it wasn't, like, because I've had punchki shots, which is when they, like, cut the punchkis and then they put the vodka in it.
That's
and it's
different, though. Because you get to eat. It's vodka inside
a punchki.
So, yeah, it was just terrible.
Just to put it out there, no matter how you guys are selling this to me, it all sounds freaking nasty.
What's a
punchki supposed to taste like? It's supposed to taste like custard, right?
No, a punchki. No,
it's jelly dough.
A punchki is just like the heavy diabetic sugar laden dough.
It's
with
like
whatever
sugar
in it.
And carbs.
You can stuff it with whatever you want.
Like donuts. It's like
it could be any kind of jelly, custard, anything.
You can squirt whatever you want.
Again, that's what she said. It's just like a whole ball of wrong.
Like doing an
apple
pie.
And I've never known that Punchki Day was actually a freaking day until I met Dave.
I don't want to be.
So here's the thing. So I have been. I
never thought about it.
No,
I have been on the periphery of it for the last few years, and I vowed. That this
peripheral system.
And I have to have shoulder surgery.
Dave's been on the peripheral for you.
So, and I was like, no, this year I'm diving in and I'm going, which was like Bob, and I told you guys, like, tried to book a guest for us to do the show next Tuesday. And I'm like, dipshit, that's Punchki Day. No.
Right.
Like, right. You thought I was drunk last week when Ming was in town?
And I'm not going to see you next Tuesday.
Okay. So here's my conflict. Which I was going to talk to you about it off the air.
But
my conflict with that is you want to celebrate Punchki Day so hard on Tuesday.
And then Wednesday.
That you're going to be too hungover to party with
us on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have we never met?
Right? Dave doesn't get hungover.
You better bring it on Wednesday.
Yeah, you better be on your A-game, boy.
I'm sorry. As someone who's seen me over the course of a multiple day con, how does that usually go?
You crazy. Better bring it. All it, I'm going to say crazy. Is you better bring it on
I
Wednesday.
Don't, like, Tuesday is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. Like, because it's whiskey in the jar and smalls and there's.
But we're
be,
doing
like,
whiskey in the jar on Wednesday
some
too.
80s
you
music
know that,
in
right?
there.
Because you said we had to.
Absolutely.
Didn't you say that? That I'm, was like a must do.
We got to get you guys there, and so there's going to be
I've
that.
Been there. Amy's never been.
And then so then Wednesday's this, and then there's going to be more of that.
You guys are taking another virginity from me.
You and Jeremy. Neither one of you have been to Whiskey in the Jar. So, yes, I mean, the place is huge. The place is huge. I mean, it's probably the size of this container.
So
and a little bit more
next week. With the back deck closed,
Followed by Cass and Amy's birthday bash.
A week from tonight.
A week from tonight.
We're going to potty it up.
Yeah, so we all have
Amy and I both took off of work. Jeremy has off of work.
Oh, my goodness. I work from home.
Stephanie works from home, and Dave just does what Dave does. Still don't know what Dave does, but that's okay.
So anybody who wants to hang out with Cass and I on our birthday.
Yes, show up.
We will be at Temple Bar come 8
o'clock. By 8 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody's going to be at Temple Bar by 8 next week.
I know we're going to Old Miami.
That's where it's
going to
begin.
Those are in...
where it goes from there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Whiskey in the Jar, yeah.
And
we're
going to
do Old Miami Whiskey in the Jar, and then maybe, you know...
There we go.
Well, from Whiskey, you can walk over to Susie's.
Yeah. All right. So.
And then we're going down to 8 Mile, pick up some hookers.
I think, Dave, you have the closing.
I do.
Cheers.
So here's to the pain that makes you stronger, the tears that make you braver, the heartbreak that makes you wiser, and the liquor that makes you not remember any of that shit.
Yes! We love you, bitches.
All right, and on that note, y'all can catch us on Podcast Detroit or
everywhere. Fine podcasts are sold.
Yep. Thank you.
And we also have an outro, so you don't even have to say that.
Well, I know what our outro says because I did it.
Cass is all about the exit only.
All right. We good? Can I rock this bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you asking me or are you telling me? Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to our show tonight. If you want more information, you can find it at Facebook.com/My Drunken Confession.